This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Be good. Phillies be a little scary sometimes. That was a put some hair in your chest kind of game, but you know.
Not for me, Joe.
Sure, good point, Rhea. Yeah.
Fair enough. Hope you're having a great start to the day. So, you know, you can react to it. A lot going on in that game last night. 215-592-9494. This one felt more like an Eagles October game. You know, like when they were winning, but you're like, yeah, this is all right. Rhea, what hit you more last night, the positives or the negatives, and which aspects of the positives and negatives stood out to you the most?
You know, a little negative. They did strike out 14 times, and I'm listening to the beginning of the game. I mean, you listen to Scott Fransky, and he's like, they've swung at everything outside, and I thought it was going to be one of those games, but you know, Trey came up with his first home, Bryce, but Brandon Marsh can't be an everyday option. I mean, I know they're platooning out, but I mean, he's done nothing.
And probably will remain.
They have two non-players in their platoon. That's correct. The problem. Neither guy should be in a platoon to be a starter in the major leagues.
And here's one of the problems. They will probably remain the combination, if I had to guess, for at least 3 months.
And even then, it's hard to trade for a center fielder, you know?
They have one.
The kid.
Justin Crawford. Yeah, he might be their best option.
I think he's going to have, I mean, they accelerate it. You know, him up there, you know, skipping over. So I think he's got to be a reasonable option.
I will throw one positive out with Rhea talking about the strikeouts and the chasing. One guy who has not chased this year, Nick Castellanos, has been phenomenal at laying off the sliders, laying off the stuff in the dirt. He's obviously hit really well to start the year. To flip it around to a positive, I really like what I've seen from Nick so far this year.
Well, look, there's a lot to react to. Let's do it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Phils do get the win. And from that standpoint, that's fantastic, obviously. And the Braves are not clicking on all cylinders right now, but they're putting up a fight against the Phils. That was quite a game last night. Let's kick it off.
The Mets' record is really good.
Yeah. No. Yes, it is.
The Mets are right there neck and neck with us. They lost yesterday, but we're right there.
All right, let's get to Brandon in Lancaster kicking us off. Brandon, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, morning crew. How are we doing?
Doing great, Brandon.
Yeah, gutsy win overall last night. It was great to see Trey come up with that big homer and Harper earlier in the game. But how about Saiwon Walker?
That's a good name.
Saiwon Walker, yes!
I like that. That's really good.
No earned runs in two games. I would never have thought it. But
10 2/3 shutty.
Crazy. This bullpen, though, is going to be an issue until we get a new arm in there or until Painter arrives. You got, you know, Romano, Ruiz, and now Ross. All those three guys' last names start with R. You know what else starts with R? Runs.
Wow. Dude, you're on fire today, Brandon.
That's pretty good, man.
But I got to take a bite out of Boehm here today. I'm just done with his antics. I think it is now contributing to his poor play. 0 for 5 last night. He's hitting 178 on the year. You know, I was hoping the ump would throw him out after the last game. He turned around, you know, dropped an F-bomb. And it was actually a strike that he was arguing when he struck out. It's like, this guy needs to get off the team, and we need to get a reliever that we can.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, trade for him for it, but I'm just done with him.
Well, look, it could come to that. Obviously, Brandon, that's a possibility. I'm still not ready to throw in the towel yet. And I am struck by the fact that the Phillies did it in the offseason, which tells me that they did not like the offers they were receiving. And you can only imagine, Brandon, now that he has started off slow in the first 2 weeks.
But how about the
those offers aren't getting better. Well, so that's a problem. You don't want to give them away.
How about the way he responded to the fact that he was on the trading block this past offseason? The way that Alec Bohm, shaped up, so to speak. I can't get over that
yeah,
part.
Me too. Yeah, you think a whole offseason of this team talking to him, of like him trying to address this, and this is the best he can do at controlling his emotions when you've got cameras on you at all times? Like, it's incredibly disappointing, honestly, is the word that keeps coming out. Like, I'm so disappointed with how he's handled the beginning of the season.
Yeah, it's not good, and it's a problem. All right, Brandon, good call, buddy. Appreciate that very much. 215-592-9494. I also want to throw, let me give you two different Twitter poll questions of the day today. The first, as we've been talking about with the Phils, Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, are you thinking more this morning about the positives or negatives that stood out to you from last night's Phillies game? As we've been addressing, there were a lot on both sides. So, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. The positives or the negatives, the two choices. Second poll question. John, this Guider thing. So, is he going to be on the team? That's a poll question. Let me just put that out there. Is he going to be on the team, you know, 2025, yes or no? But let's dig in a little deeper, John. How much do you think the Eagles are playing with fire if he's not on the team? Put another way, how much are they playing with fire with most of us thinking he probably won't be on the team, and they have what they have in their room right now. They could get a tight end. They might not get the one they want in the draft. They could get a tight end that's not a complete tight end in the draft. Like, that's the thing about the guys currently here that aren't named Goddard. They either catch the ball and don't block or block and don't catch. The beauty of Goddard, of course, has been you know, that he's done both and really at a very high level. Not so much the catching, but I think he could have done more if more opportunity was there.
If he's healthy,
yep,
he can be a top, whatever you want him to be, a top 10, a top 5. I don't care how high you want to make that. You can make it elite. He could be up there with the best of the best in terms of production in the NFL. As long as he's healthy, he has the gifts to do that. He just hasn't been able to stay out there on the field.
Clearly. Do you think it's a problem if he's not on the team? Like, does it compromise?
We are a worse team if he's not on the team.
To me, the two that he helps the most by far, I'll even give you three. He helps Jalen Hurts, he helps Saquon Barkley, and he helps offensive coordinator guy.
And the offensive line.
Yeah,
you know,
but,
in a way.
But not as much. Like, coordinator guy.
In a big way. If he can stay to pass protect.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean. That's what I mean when I say he helps Hurts. When I say he helps Hurts and Saquon, though, that's what I mean. Like, he helps those guys from a running standpoint. He helps Hurts from a passing standpoint.
For sure.
And he helps whoever's in charge of the offense. And obviously,
like a jack of all trades,
every
he has
year.
To do a lot of things.
Right.
His job changes every play depending on where they are on the field. But really, he is asked to do a lot of different things.
I remain convinced they want to keep him.
They should. Well, he's an amazing tight end.
Let me take it a step further. I remain convinced that they are trying to keep.
That's why he's still here. Yeah, that's why he's still here.
Well, there's also this argument.
It could be that they got what they want.
It could
for
be
him,
a bone
yeah.
thing. Like, I think the Phillies really, really, really want it bone back?
I think they want the Eagles want Goddard back way more than the Eagles want it bone back.
I'm not convinced about that.
They plan to have him gone. They signed two tight ends this offseason. Like, I think that offseason played out in a way where they didn't get what the offers they wanted for him, and now they're reevaluating. I think that's what happened.
And there's the organizational, not that Sirianni was here, but institutional knowledge of Lurie and Howie of let's not hold on to our guys too long. 2017 became 2018, became 2019.
But they'll hold on to him if they get the price point they want. I think they
Here's my thing. I don't know. I guess that's where I'm at. I mean, look, I think when the guy plays, and John, to your point, when he's healthy, I love him. Like, I'm a big Goddard fan.
Me too.
So look,
you
can
elite.
Yeah, you can.
He is a top tight end he can play.
You can weigh in on the phone lines on the Goddard thing. What do you make of it? Because, you know, I think we're going to have resolution draft weekend. One way or the other. I think he's either on the team moving forward or not. I don't think this thing's going to dwell into May and June and July with continued speculation. I think we're going to know in 2 weeks. By the way, we're 2 weeks of the draft. John, you ready for a convergence? 2 weeks from the draft, 2 months and a day from when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Because wasn't that February 9th? Am I remembering that right? And today's April 10th.
February 9th.
By the way, Seltzer's not on his game because I just said Eagles won the Super Bowl and he didn't ding it up.
I was on the phone. You're right.
Come on, bad job by me. Eagles won the Super Bowl 2 months and a day ago.
Bad job by me.
All right, look, your reaction and comments on all this, 215-592-9494. Something Brandon Graham said in an interview yesterday. We'll get to that. Plus your chance to win Phillies tickets. We'll get to that. And your reaction to last night's Phillies game. And what do you make of the Goddard situation? A lot going on here today. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Imagine a home that's consistently comfortable no matter the weather outside with energy-efficient windows from Window Nation. That dream can become a reality. Say goodbye to cold, drafty spots because Window Nation builds their windows with top-quality insulation and seals, making them some of the best insulated options available.
I can feel a major difference in my house. Window Nation came 2 weeks ago. It's been, you know, a week and a half. The windows are in. It's been chilly the last couple of days, but my home has been so much cozier than before all throughout. And I love that part. Three windows in the kids' rooms in that part of the house, but the rest of the house is warmer. And I'm positive I'm going to be saving a couple bucks on my heating and cooling bills. Window Nation, they have a 96% customer satisfaction rating, too. Over 20,000 five-star reviews, so you know you're in good hands.
And get this, right now they've got a buy four, get four free sale. Plus, you could get zero interest, zero payments until 2027. And if you get your windows for your whole house, They give you a free entry door.
This amazing sale ends April 30th, so don't delay. Schedule your fast free estimate today by calling 866-90-NATION or visiting windownation.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.